Tuesday is National Drink Wine Day, and there are several ways for you to easily celebrate it around here all week. Here to tell us more about it, Nikki Nellis of The List, Are You On It? She's also co-anchor of Foodie and the Beast on Federal News Radio. So there's a Capital Wine Festival dinner. Tell us about that.
Well, so the Capital Wine Festival is actually going on for another couple weeks. Every Tuesday, they are hosting down at the Westin Fairfax a lovely way to celebrate wine, and they're bringing in winemakers from all around the world. This particular Tuesday, Steve Burgess is coming in. It's for the Capital Wine Dinner. He is a small family-owned winery. They really know about terroir, and that's the kind of wines they'll be pouring. So you can have a lovely dinner there with select vintages from the Burgess Cellars. Now, more Wine Week celebrations, Drink Wine Day celebrations going on at Restaurant Eve. La Spinetta will be being poured at Restaurant Eve. They are doing a special 5-course dinner featuring these special wines. The winemaker, Giorgio Rivetti, will be in town. So, when the winemaker is there, it's such a special opportunity if you really are a wine person to get to find out about the winemaker's thoughts and theories and what they do to make their wines the way they are. Of course, Restaurant Eve, one of the best restaurants in not just the city, but in the nation. So, if they're bringing in a winemaker, they're really it's really going to be a good one. So that should be a great dinner. Now, for those of you who love Napa and Sonoma, Wildfire over in Tyson's also on Tuesday is doing a Napa Wines versus Sonoma Wines. They'll be creating a whole menu that will put those two wines against each other. So it'll be a really fun night.
Yeah,
I love the idea.
You wonder if some people may wonder if there's really a difference,
Believe it or not, I mean, just being a little bit north or south or east of west, the terroir changes dramatically. And whether the ground is more muddy or rocky, all depends on the kind of wine you're going to produce. Even the rains vary greatly. Just like it could be raining here and snowing up in Philadelphia, it's no different between Napa and Sonoma. I mean, just a couple degrees north or south changes the kind of weather you're getting, and that has a terrific result on the wine that you're drinking. So fun dinner Tuesday night at Wildfire, Napa versus Sonoma. And then for those of you who like the bubbly, which is a wine, on Wednesday, I would head over to Union Market, where Carolyn Strumberg of Righteous Cheese is doing her bubbly class, and she is pairing it with chocolate and cheese. So
sounds good to me.
It's right up my alley. So chocolate, cheese, bubbly. I think these are fantastic ways to celebrate National Drink Wine Day, which is Tuesday. The last one I'm going to throw out at you is Madeira. This is a wine that a lot of people don't know a tremendous amount about, but over at Grape and Bean over in Alexandria, they are going to do a real nice tasting of Madeira. You'll get a terrific education of the wine. I think a lot of people think it's just something you're supposed to pour into a dish to make really tasty, but it's an excellent, excellent after dinner drink and something you should really learn about. And if you have the desire, then we have the option. Head over to Grape and Bean on Thursday, February 21st.
All right. Thank you so much, Nikki.
Thank you.
Nikki Nellis of The List, Are You On It? She's also co-anchor of Foodie and the Beast on Federal News Radio on Sundays at 10 on, and that is, of course, Federal News Radio.